Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
Toronto's hit music mornings.
Kiss 92.5.
Toronto, we welcome back to the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5, the one, the only Hailee Steinfeld.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You still get used to the early mornings, or is that kind of like doesn't phase you anymore?
No, I'm definitely not a morning person, but you know, you get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the new single, Most Girls.
Yes.
Was this a song that you wrote because of something that happened in your life, something that you've noticed in the world, or where did this song come from?
So, well, it stemmed from an experience that you sort of see. I played it out in the music video where this guy sort of compliments a girl by saying, "You're not like most girls." And having accepted that as a compliment in the past and knowing that it's only been given as one, I thought about it and I just sort of realized that it's really not much of a compliment. And to think about the fact that most girls, all girls, are so smart and intelligent and have something, if not so much, to offer. It just sort of made me think, well, what part of me is not like that? So,
because it makes you feel special, though, right? A compliment like that, like when somebody says you're not like most girls, even though it's really quite a terrible thing to say, you're like, oh my God, I'm so special.
Well, the thing is, and I've sort of, you know, reacted that way before, where I've felt like, you know, I don't want to be like anybody else. I want to be the only version, the only version of me that there is. And I do think that there's been this sort of golden rule that in order to be special, you have to be so different from other women. And I don't think that that's the case.
Right.
So is this new song, Most Girls, is this going to be on a new album? Are you working on an album right now?
Or? I am working on more music, yes, which I'm so excited about. And I know I've been saying this for so, so long. And I'm so thankful for everybody being so damn patient because it's been taking me a long time. But I'm working on it and I'm very excited.
But like, when do you have time? Because between music and movies...
Yes.
And then, like, trying to make time for yourself.
Right. No, like, I always find the time, and it's something that I love to do, and it doesn't feel like it's a matter of, well, of course, you got to sort of carve out the time, and, you know, the rest of my summer will be spent in the studio, but it doesn't feel like that's my time. That's my time to myself, so.
I read that a dream collaboration of yours would be with Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
Now, Ed Sheeran, very busy guy, much like yourself, Hailee Steinfeld on the Roz and Mocha Show. Do you have a song already picked out? Is there a song written? Because what happens if, let's say, you get a phone call and he's like, hello, this is Ed Sheeran.
Right.
I have, like, literally 1 hour. Let's meet at a studio and let's bang out a song real quick.
Oh, boy. Well, yes, I do. I have a few that I would love to run by him and get his help on, but I feel like he would be the one to say, I've got this song.
Yeah.
What do you think?
But even if he gives you a terrible song, you're still going to do it, right? Because it's Ed Sheeran. You know what I mean? Like, even if you were hoping for something better, you would still do it. You wouldn't say no.
God. No, well, yeah, I probably.
You would totally do it.
Yeah.
I would have a very hard time believing that man is capable of doing anything bad.
Right, I know, but like, let's just say, like, he's like, listen, I really want to try something new.
Oh,
it's very experimental.
It's so
even
bad.
I've never done anything like this before,
and I really want you to be a part of it. You can't say no.
No, you can't say no.
God, I hope he does that. That'd be so amazing.
Great.
Yeah, and then I'm going to need you to go out and promote the song really hard because I'm super busy.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
How pumped are you for Pitch Perfect 3?
Oh, my God. So excited. So excited. It's so crazy. We really only finished filming just a couple months ago, so the trailer's out now, which is awesome, and it comes out around Christmas, so I'm excited.
You get excited for the release of a trailer for an upcoming movie more than you do for the actual movie, or more than you do for a new single like Most Girls that's out right now?
Sometimes. It's funny because, you know, you never really know how it's going to come together, and with this trailer, it's sort of like, in a way, our way of sort of seeing the whole movie in 2 minutes for a second. You know what I mean? So it was exciting to see it and see everybody's reactions. So it seems great.
What scares you more, the doing a movie and being judged that way or critiqued that way, or doing a song and being judged and critiqued that way? What's more you?
Well, that's... I mean, I think the level of vulnerability is equal.
Yeah. What scares you more? Yeah.
Probably... Well, I think with music, it's... It is me, and it's my voice, and it's my story, my experiences or my feelings. So rather than I being able to sort of not hide, but be protected by a character in that sense, people don't necessarily know what I was thinking in that moment. They're following someone else's story that I'm just playing. So I think with the music, it's a little bit harder because it's more me in that sense.
I'm totally going to nerd out right now because the new Transformers movie just came out this weekend. Yes. Number one in the box office. And I heard that you are in the Bumblebee movie.
It's happening.
And it drops next summer.
Yes.
Have you started filming anything?
No, not yet.
Have you read the script?
Of course I have.
What's in it?
What do you mean, what's in it?
Like, tell me the script. That's what I'm about. Hook me up, Haley Steinfeld. Hook me up. I need to know. Can you give me like one little, like one?
Well, I can tell you.
One thing. What can you tell me?
What can I tell you? Ooh. Oh, God, this is so hard.
Come on, we're like best friends here.
I know. Well, I can tell you this, and I'm truly, I'm so excited about the fact that this character I will be playing, we're putting everything together right now with her in terms of what she looks like and really finding out who she is, and I really can't wait for people to meet her. But her and Bumblebee are going to be experiencing some great things together.
Okay, that's not nearly enough.
You said a lot. Don't say anything.
You said nothing just then.
All right, Haley Steinfeld, thank you very much for joining us on the Awesome Mocha Show. Anytime you're in Toronto, you know we have a home here on our show. Feel free to stop by.
Thank you so much.
What do you want to say to all your Canadian fans who are listening right
now? Oh, my God. I love you all dearly. Truly. I think you guys are amazing, and I'm so thankful for your support. And I can't wait to come back and talk to you about the movie, actually. Mm-hmm. And more music is on its way.
Roz and Mocha. Toronto's hit music morning.
Kiss 92.5.